Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Good morning, Fiona. How are you?
I'm very well. This is an exciting development, Brian.
Yeah, look, sure, it is great for Cork Hurling in the sense that we're in a quarter final. We started out probably not so good against Limerick, but we bounced back, and I'm delighted for the Cork Hurlers and that we're still in the championship.
Okay, and it was on Sky, but it's not on Sky. Is that right?
No, it is on Sky. It's on Sky, and if you don't have Sky, you can watch the game. There's no coverage. There's no RT coverage. This is the third game that Cork have played this year, and all three games have been shown on Sky.
Right.
The point I'm trying to make is that this was sold out a long time ago, and the point that the GA sold this off as was that they were trying to promote the game of hurling and football, Gaelic football, outside of Ireland. Now, I've no issues, and I'm delighted because I lived abroad for a long, long time in the States for a good number of years. And I'd known the new chairman of the GAA, President Larry McCarthy from Cork, from Bishopstown. I'd known him quite well, and we often went to watch matches together. And I'm surprised that the GAA have just blatantly sold out to Sky completely. You can't watch the game unless you have Sky. No, you can go down to the pub. But my point being, maybe you've got a young family and you don't want to take them to the pub. Maybe one of your partners is working and you haven't got the ability to go down to the pub on your own then because you haven't got a babysitter. Or maybe that if your both partners want to go and watch the game, that you have to get a babysitter go down. Maybe there's old people that just don't want to go to the pub and watch it. There's no opportunity this year if you want to watch a live Cork match to watch it on a regular RTTV. My point being that is also that if Sky, if the GAA want to promote the Gaelic games in England or any other place that they Sky show, I'm delighted with that. But at the same time, the people of Ireland, our national games should be shown to us. We've plenty of other options. You have two RT channels. You have a TG Cahill channel. You have TV3. There's two TV3 channels. Surely this could have been accommodated by RT by the GAA. That, okay, we want to give it to Sky. No problem. But anybody living in Ireland should be able to view this without having to pay for it.
Absolutely. And I suppose there's a lot of people who can't even afford to have Sky in their home.
Well, I don't. I'm 46 years of age. I wouldn't consider my an old person. But I've no use for Sky Sports. I don't watch the Premiership. That's just my choice. I don't watch it. If there's a game on that's free to air or something, I'll watch it. Like if Man City were playing something, I'd watch them. But that'd be about it. I wouldn't go out of my way to go and watch a game, you know, on Sky Sports. It's just an absolute disgrace. And we've a president now, the GAA Corkman, and I know Larry McCarthy for a long, long time. And I'd love to know what Larry's opinion now is on Sky getting all the rights to this. There's three games, and not once have we the opportunity to watch it. And I don't think that the Sky coverage is better than RT coverage, to be honest with you. I don't think their cameras are as good. I don't think their commentating is as good. So I've seen one of the games on Sky, but I had to go last week. Myself and my wife both had to pay for a babysitter, go down, watch the match, we had a couple of drinks and come home again. I mean, it was a costly affair and it was outdoor. So you had the sun blaring down. We live in a small village. There was like an umbrella put over the television trying to watch it and it's going, this is ridiculous, like.
And I suppose, Brian, like if somebody was sick, they're not going to be able to go into the pub and watch it.
No, you can't. You can't. I have a very, very good friend. One of my best friends my whole life. He had a serious farm accident this year. He's recovering and it's a slow recovery, but he's getting there. Now, his wife is a nurse. She's working. Saturday evening, he's got no way of watching this game. He doesn't have Sky. And he's at home now. And he's going to be minding his three kids. He's got no way of watching this game. When he listens, it's like 1940s Ireland. Our ears are clapped up to the radio, hoping that we can get a gist of the game.
And the GAA do get a lot of money off the government too, so they should be mindful of that, really, shouldn't they?
No, you get a lot of money off the government. The GAA is based on a community organisation. Mm. They're based on a community organisation, which just to tell you why this is, and I love the GAA. It's what I do. It's for the kids and everything. I think it's a great output. I think it just builds character and everything in people. And they're selling out the people, our own people. We've sold ourselves out completely. I think it's an absolute disgrace altogether. It should be like, this was passed the Congress. I don't believe it was even voted on. But look, we're a cock. We should be able to stand up with Congress and say, listen, this isn't passing at all. I mean, this wouldn't be good enough for the people of Cork. Right? It should be more of a fight in people of Cork. We can see it now in our holding. We're coming back. There's more and more of a fight coming into people of Cork again.
Yeah. Brian, I suppose like we can't see it on the TV for a lot of people, but don't forget that radio is a great medium for sports. There's some really great, exciting commentary on the radio.
There is some great, exciting commentary. I don't deny that, Fiona, and you've great coverage on all of it. But it's just that in an age of high-definition television, mm-hmm. I mean, you have even the slitters after changing colour now. I don't know why. I don't know, maybe it's a racial thing or something. It's yellow now or something, I don't know. But this is absolutely shocking. Like, three games, and every one of them have shown in Sky with not a hope for regular terrestrial TV to show it.
Yeah, indeed. Brian, thanks so much for joining us on the Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM this morning. I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who agree with Brian. Do you think that the hurling matches should be shown on the national broadcaster and not just exclusively on Sky?
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.